Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You have power and authority. Satan has power, but he has no authority. And so we have to keep in mind that you can command him to cease and desist in Jesus' name.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered.
Speak the word.
I don't think that there's anything that weighs on the heart of a godly parent more than a child or a grandchild that is not walking with the Lord. When people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive past that they're on, we can pray. A lot of people don't realize this, but we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask God to separate our loved ones from destructive influences and ask God to open their eyes in faith to see that you, Lord, have overcome the world so that they too can overcome sin, death, and the grave, according to John 16:33. Saints, according to Luke 10:19, we have the power and we have the authority to command Satan to take his filthy hands off of our loved ones and loose them in the name of Jesus, and then pray and ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers across their path to witness to them. This is a prayer that I pray for my children, my grandchildren. The Lord will send someone. The Lord answers our prayers as long as we're praying in line with His Word. So He will send someone to that person that you've asked Him to send it to. But the person may not respond to that individual. So in other words, you know, if they don't, then the next day you might have to pray that same prayer again. But it doesn't matter. God will send another laborer, and He'll continue to send laborers across the paths of your loved ones until they receive Him. So we just have to keep beating at the door. In other words, we have to keep in mind that this is a war over our loved ones and we must keep fighting. I cannot express that enough to all of those that are listening out there today. We are in a battle. We are in a war over our loved ones, especially our children, whether they're children that's in school or in college, or maybe they're all adults now, but wherever they are, the enemy is after our children. And actually, he's after our children more so than he is the adults, because children are so easily led astray and so easily influenced, and they don't have the wisdom that usually comes as they age. And so he's really after them. And so remember, we are in a war fighting for the lives of our children. According to the youth suicide statistic, each day in our nation, I want you to listen to this, I mean, it's staggering. There are an average of over 3,703 attempts by young people through grades 9 through 12. Think about that. And they were saying, too, if these percentages are additionally applied to grades 7 and 8, the number would be even far greater. But this is just talking about the grades from 9 through 12. You know, these percentages are growing. According to the data from the Center for Disease Control Prevention, a little more, now listen to this is just heartbreaking. And like I said, I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm just trying to have you to wake up. We have to wake up. The enemy has put blinders on our eyes for too long, and we have to wake up. A little more than 49,300 suicide deaths were recorded in 2023. That is an overwhelming number. Help us, Jesus. We're not going to get anywhere without the help of Jesus Christ. I can just tell you that right now. We need the Lord, brothers and sisters. As I said before, there is a war going on over our loved ones, and we're going to have to keep fighting. And we must keep seeking the one who can bring these numbers down. There's only one person that we can seek that's going to bring these numbers down, and that's Lord God Almighty Himself. He is the only one. I realize that many of you probably brought your children up in church, and for some reason, maybe they never responded to God's calling. But remember this, as long as they're breathing, remember this, as long as there's a breath in them, as long as they're breathing, there's hope. Hallelujah. You know, I can remember back in the early years when my children were young, I took my children to church, Sunday school and church, especially church. But I didn't take them with the right motive, you know. And maybe some of you are out there listening, maybe you are still taking them for the wrong reason, or maybe in the past you took them for the wrong reason. I just took them because I thought that was just part of being a family. You know, you take your children to church, and then after church you go home and go someplace and have lunch and go home. It was just a thing to do. But, you know, I'll have to say at that time, I was not a born-again Christian. You know, I wasn't. But I just thought that was something that I should do. So when I would go to church, I really never heard too much of what the pastor would say. You know, I'd take my Bible with me and look for something to read to kind of pass the time. And then when they took up the tithes and offerings, you know, we'd always pass money out to the kids, you know, children to put into offering. But you know, that you were getting them in the church, but you were not a good example for them. I was not a good example for my children. But I couldn't be a good example because I didn't know Jesus myself. I mean, I was just there for the wrong reason. I don't want you to be there for the wrong reason. I want you to know who Jesus Christ is and to know that without Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. There is but one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And in order to do this, we're going to have to get, if we have not already have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have to get a relationship with Him. We're going to have to repent of our sins first, if you haven't already. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to forgive you and come into your heart and live. And once you become a born-again believer, then you're going to be a better influence on your children. But you'll also need to get into Word and study the Word and study the Word and see what it says and take them to a church that preaches the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And this is what you're going to do. And like I said, we are in a battle. We are in a war for the lives of our children. And I can't express to you enough how important it is, because I know we've been hearing about Jesus coming back for ever since I was a kid. But I do know that we are getting closer to that time. I don't know when that time is. Even Jesus Himself don't know when that time is. And so nobody that says they know either. You know, people keep trying to calculate and prophesy when Jesus is coming back. But the Bible's very plain on that. Jesus Himself says He don't know. So if Jesus Himself don't know when He's coming, I'm sure that nobody else knows either. Praise God. Like I said, maybe you brought your children up in the church and maybe for some reason they never responded to God's calling, but maybe we had something to do with that. And then maybe we didn't, you know. There are people that have sincerely have a relationship with God and are taking their children to church for the right reason, and they are praying for them. But like I said, I'm going to give you some prayers that will help you with that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on down there. One chapter you can write down, I think that will be good for you. John 6:35-37 in English version, it says, "And then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty. I told you before," he said in 36, "before that you have seen me and still," he said, "you don't believe." In verse 37, he says, "The Father gives me my people every one of them will come to me, he says, and I will always accept them. So there's not going to be an issue, there's not going to be a problem about whether or not Jesus accepts you. He says he'll always accept them.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for your promises that you have given to your children, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and set free. They shall be rescued, and blessed is the fruit of their womb. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, you said, Father, that all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Father, I thank you that when the people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive paths that they're on, that we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask you to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to understand that we're not helpless and we're not powerless, that through prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can form a barricade or we can form a double hedge to keep our children from destructive influences that Satan sends their way. Even though we can't change a person's will, our Father can remove wrong influences and frustrate the attempts of those trying to get to our loved ones. And we pray that the Lord of harvest will force out and bring laborers across our paths. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.